to A Voice of a People, live here with Linda Sims speaking here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download the free app on any electronic device and search WWGH. Telephone number here is 740-383-9944. If you have any questions or if you would like to make any comments concerning the show that we will be doing in a few minutes, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, here in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. And at this time, there will be no free produce until April, and I will let you know by the announcements. Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. And that telephone number is 740-262-0939. And they are located in LaRue, Ohio. And I'd like to start my show off with a thought for today. This thought is titled Introversion. It is extroversion that wastes our energy and makes us feel weak. In a state of introversion, we think less and speak less. We then have the power to put into action whatever we think and whatever we need to do. So I guess that's a good thing to know, and know the difference between introversion and extroversion. Now I would like to turn my attention to my guest today, Dacia Wade. How are you today?
Hello, I'm fine, and you?
Good. Good, good, good. It's Monday, huh?
Yes, it is.
Not bad Monday, is it?
No.
No. It was dark. It wasn't a long time.
Yes. It was. It's still dark.
Yeah. Yeah. What, 3 days now, or four?
Almost,
yeah.
Yeah,
because we had 2 days of rain. Yeah. It makes you feel kind of lazy and don't want to do much, you know, lethargic. Mm-hmm. But then we have to get up and keep it moving, right? Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you, Dacia, for coming and joining me today. And
thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Dacia and I, she is my daughter, for those of you who may not know, my third daughter. She and I go back and forth, and we do a lot of Bible study together. And we have been doing this for years, a long time now, huh, Dacia?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and we bounce around what she may think or what I may think, and we then compare with the scriptures of the Bible. So today we will be talking about the great falling away, and that's found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 1 through 3. And it says, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." Now, it says, number one, be not deceived. Number two, except there come a falling away first. And I know a lot of people want to know, what does that entail or entitle a great falling away? What's your interpretation of that, Dacia?
Well, are you asking me my interpretation of falling away?
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people might not know what that means.
Well, in order to fall away from something, you have to be attached to it. So it's leaving something that you have been attached to. And in this instance, it is talking about your relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's talking about your relationship with God, or, you know, your studying in the Word, or going to church, or praying, or whatever it is that you do to communicate with God, you're falling away from doing those things.
Your belief system.
Yes.
So it's sort of like if a person believes in Christ, then they're shaken away from not believing in Christ, in the things of Christ. And we do have a lot of that going on, and we do have a lot of people leaving the church nowadays also. I can't say, per se, they're following other doctrines, or they just can't get with the church of today. And I hear a lot of people talk about hypocrites this and hypocrites that. And I think to a certain extent we're all hypocrites, because none of us are perfect. Or we try to be men and women of our word. We try to go the right way. We try to read our Bibles like we say we're going to do. And, you know, there's not much more ritualistic things that a Christian is supposed to do, except for love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself, which is the law of love. Now, I'm sure all of us have found out, if we were trying to follow the Ten Commandments, that we couldn't do that on our own, you think?
No.
No, we can't do that on our own. We surely can't. So when it talks about a great falling away, they're talking about people in the church falling away from Christ, or their relationship with Christ, like you said, or even reading their Bibles, just not doing it anymore. And there are other things that are taking them away. And the belief net popped us up on my phone. It says 7 things that cause us to drift spiritually. So, and that's what we're talking about. And what do you think the first thing they brought up?
To make you drift spiritually? Probably television.
Not number one. Work was number one.
Your job.
Your job. Your job. And it says, it's typical and necessary, yes. We can't eat, we can't provide housing or clothing for ourselves unless we do work, right? So why do you think they made that number one? Because it is a necessity, right?
It is, but you can work too much. You can work too much because you don't have that time for God. So that has taken you away from whatever it was that you were doing to spend that time, whether it's reading, praying, going to church. Yeah, so you can work too much because you're supposed to give God your first 10%. And that's just not your money. That's your time, too.
I know. And then our pastor says, everything your hand touches, you should give 10%. And you're nodding your head, yes.
Well, he said 10% of all.
Oh, that's stiff.
But it starts with you.
I understand that. Now, I understand that. I know we're talking about 7 things that can cause you to drift spiritually. And we're also talking about 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. That is one of the signs before the Antichrist is shown, before Jesus Christ returns. And work is number one.
Work in it. Well, not only can it stop you from doing that, but what do they have you doing at work? What is your job? It can also take you away from your belief system.
That's true. And you know, it says here, it can distract you from God, which you said, because you lose focus of other things far more. Because now you got money on your mind and how much money I can make and how often can I make it. It may be, what, overtime? And then you get used to overtime. And then that's all you do is overtime, getting that extra money, right? So that takes away your focus from the Lord, your attendance at church, and being with your family. And a lot of spiritual leaders are the father of the home, if there is one in the home. That takes away from his duties, even in the home. So, yeah, and it says, instead of looking to the Father for fulfillment, workaholics chase success and look to their careers for fulfillment.
I was going to say that next.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to trust in God. Really, you're not really trusting in God to do anything for you, because you're like, I'm going to do this overtime and get this furniture. I'm going to do this overtime and buy this new car. I'm going to do this overtime. So you're still relying on you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And not God, who is Jehovah Rapha. Not Rapha, Jireh. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, the source of my supply. So then we, in turn, become our source.
Own source.
Our own source.
So then we have made an idol of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And you know, when you put it that way, it makes me think, okay, a lot of people, especially in the United States, we've become our own gods. We have simply replaced him with what we can do ourselves, you know, able mind and body and soul and spirit and the activity of our limbs. We're able to work with our hands, our feet. You know, we're able to walk to where we need to go, or walk to get in our car to go to our job, you know, and we're just our own source. Right? So that makes God feel unneeded, because now we don't need him. Not for that. So we don't need him for that. What would we need him for?
Life.
Existence. Life.
Health.
Yes, health. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But a lot of people think they can buy that too. Oh, I'm going to get the best doctor. You know.
Yeah, and can afford that expensive medicine, which all of us can't do.
Or even jail time or prison time, you know, they buy the best lawyers and all that and everything. So
yeah, like
money.
Those
money, like, is the, yes, evil. The love of it,
the
is
love
the
of it.
Evil.
It made me think of those two movie stars that they got for paying all that money to get their daughters into college. I know you've heard.
Yeah,
I can't
I
think of her
it.
Name. Yeah,
I've seen it though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, money got their daughters into those colleges,
and not their smarts.
And not their brains. Wow. So now they're looking at years in prison. Which I don't know if they would ever put them in prison because of that. But it might be just all the hype of the media and things like that. But they're really taking them around and around and around because of this, you know. And because I guess what they're trying to tell people, don't flaunt your money. Your money can't buy you into college. How many more people have bought their children into college, you know? Got to be a lot more than that. Those
two. Oh, yeah.
Two,
they
you
just
know,
got caught.
Just got caught. Wow. I don't know if you have any ideas or thoughts concerning these issues, things that will cause you to drift away spiritually. 740-383-9944. Now we're going to move on to number two. You want to guess what that one may be, Daisy?
I said television at first. Is that number two?
Relationships. It's number two.
Of course.
Yeah, number two, relationships. Particularly romantic ones can cause us to drift spiritually. How do you think that's possible?
Because our mind ain't on God and pleasing God and doing what God wants us to do. Now we're trying to make somebody else happy.
So we can get so caught up in love and lust. Woo-woo. Woo-woo. It does take you to another place. It really does.
Even in trying to honor God.
Yes.
It still It takes you somewhere else.
Takes you somewhere else, to another place. Wow. You can get so caught up in love and lust that we lose sight of our faith, trusting on God in the midst of our relationship drama, not when we should be at all times trusting God for our relationships. No, we're going to do these relationships on our own. We don't need God for no relationship. I know who I want, and they want me, so we're going to do this thing, right?
Until God tear it up. Because he's a jealous God.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And he's your first love.
Oh, wow. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. Oh, and then the move-in thing. Not even honor God with marriage. And I know there's all type of opinions about that, too. About people moving in and living with one another. But all these things help us to what? Drift away spiritually. Yes, it does. And that's a lot of that going on. Because a lot of people don't even want to be married. They don't want to go that way. They don't. Because they feel that if I get married, it might not work. So why get married? So we'll just live together, find out how we're going to get along.
Well, they try that. Some people.
Mm-hmm.
Then they live together all them years. But, oh, but we can get along. Let's get married. As soon as they get married, oh, they can't get along.
Oh, my. It makes me think of my sister who lived with a man for 12 years and then decided to marry him. And wasn't even married 3 years and divorced him. And I thought, why did you marry that person? I thought he'd change. Why would a person change?
Well, marriage itself makes people change.
Some. But your character is who you are.
It is.
And some people like who they are. Because other people like who they are. It may not be you as being their mate, but other people around them, they think you cool. You know, and they look to you and depend on you for certain things, and you are there for them. So, but I do understand how we can get so caught up in love and lust and lose sight of our relationship with God and depending on him. In the midst of our relationships, he's not even in it, you know. So therefore, we really don't have anything if he's not in it. It's not like you said, he'll tear it up. It's not going to even last, right? And we should be in good fellowship with him at all times, no matter what we're doing. And a lot of that happens because we're unequally yoked too. Because if I'm not there, then I need someone to help me be there, right? Not make me be there, but help me be there where, you know, where I can encourage someone else and they can encourage me as, what you call it, in a relationship, a man and a woman, you know, husband and wife. That's what it's for, you know, not like Adam and Eve when Eve got the apple and she know Adam had already told her what God said about the apple. But instead of him saying, Eve, we shouldn't do that. And she said, well, I already ate. He should have said, well, we'll just leave it like that. You ate. I'm not going to. I'm going to honor God. But them two even fell away. And they were the first marriage. They were married, you know, but they fell away. So, and they lost sight of their faith. They lost sight of their commitment to the Lord and what God had even told them to do. So, as go Adam and Eve, goes the rest of creation, right?
Yeah.
All right.
The flesh rose up.
Yeah, sure did. Sure did. And she became more important than what she had in front of him. That became more important to please her. Like you said, we're trying to please other people now, mm-hmm. So that was more important. But her thing was, it was more important to please the devil.
Well, no, she was pleasing herself.
She was pleasing herself. Because it was,
she wanted to be like God.
Right, right, right.
And that's what he told her to tempt her into eating the apple.
Pleasing to the eyes, pleasing to the flesh, and the pride of life. Those three things that never go away. It started in...
Right, because the apple looked good.
Right, right, right. Pleasing to the eyes. Mm-hmm. Wow. And that never went away. That's all the way through the Bible.
Yeah.
Those three things, pleasing to the eyes, pleasing to the flesh, and the pride of life. Those are the things also that bring us down.
That brings us all down.
Brings us all down.
One of the three or all three at the same time.
Right, right. That's true. That is so true. So true.
We can all be wrapped up in one.
Huh? Yeah, all wrapped up in one.
Like that apple. Yeah.
Yeah. All wrapped up in one. So... Now we're at number three. What do you think number three is?
How about our children?
Money. They separated work from money.
Well, everybody don't work to get their money.
Right. Some people are just caught up in working, the activity, being there, you know, and spending all their time there. They may not even be getting ahead. They're just there, you know. Financially, they may not be getting ahead, but it keeps them from doing other things like going to church, their responsibilities at home, like we were talking about earlier. But number three is money. And like you said, the love of what?
Money.
The love of money is the root
of
all evil. When you chase money, it's easy to drift away from God. And your focus of God, it can be to gain wealth. It is not the only aspect that causes a drift. Sometimes it's the lack of wealth. I can agree with that one. It's like I can't get ahead because it seemed like the little bit I have is always depleted before I even get ahead a little bit. You know, a lot of people, they just get enough money to pay their bills, right? Put gas in their car
and eat.
No extra money to do anything. So I can understand the lack of wealth can cause you to need, and but you really need it, don't you think?
No, I can see the lack of wealth making you depend on God more than drifting away.
Well,
it can also make you go and look for money in ways that's unlawful.
True.
Which will pull you from God.
True.
A lack of wealth. It can make you steal and cheat and lie to get wealth.
True.
So, it can go both ways. And that would just depend on the person and what type of character they got.
Because it's sad.
Some people just ain't going to do nothing. Like, they know, you know, like, I'm not going to write no bad checks. Or I'm not going, you know what I mean? Some people just not going to do it. Some people figure out a way to do it and get away with it, you know, so.
Yeah. And that's not a very good example either, because when people get away with stuff and they're bragging about it and other people hear them, then they think, well, I'm going to try to see if I can get away with it. And then they may not. They may pay a bigger price than the person who got away with it. You know, then what are you going to say? Well, so-and-so did and they got away with it, you know. And a lot of people don't do that. They won't snitch or tell on the other person. Even if they did get caught, you know. Sometimes it's the lack of wealth and the stress that comes along with not having enough. So you're stressed out. Mm-hmm. So that means that you're trying to find other ways to survive or to get more. Or to have more, or at least be comfortable.
Yeah, because not having enough makes you do what? Go look for a job so you can get some more. which occupies your time.
Or sugar daddy or something.
At the end of this list, it's all going to lead up to this. Everything going to lead up to the next thing.
True.
It's going to be one thing or another.
Right.
It causes you to drift. And sometimes they connect. Like, this led to this. You know, the lack of having made me go to a job. The job, the money was good, so I started doing overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Now my time is caught up, you know. So now my time is caught up. Now I can't go to church.
That's true. It says that can cause major spiritual drift. Then you lose faith in God and the gifts He provides when money is your constant focus.
Mm.
You know, I get that too. Because if you don't have enough, it is your constant focus. I mean, it just is. How am I going to get this? You know, you've already paid all your bills for the month, and here comes another one. Here comes the furnace going out. Okay? Here goes. Okay.
You need now, a new engine in your car.
Yeah, or my brakes went out, or I get up in the morning, I got a flat tire, and I've already spent my money for the month. I may have $10 a week until I get paid again, or a week, you know, every week. That may be what I have left over out of my check. So, yes, I can see that, too, as being a focus and on your mind and stressful. No peace. I mean, that is lack of peace. Stressed out over the lack of money. Yeah, I get that. I get that. So, number four. What do you think that is?
I'd say probably another person. So I'm saying probably your kids.
You know, it doesn't even mention
your children.
Your children. This is number four. We're talking about seven things that cause people to drift away, and we're talking about that because we're also talking about Christ's return. Okay, last days. So 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, its emphasis on verse 3 says, be not deceived, that day will not come, Christ's return, until there be a great falling away, away from the church, away from God, away from the things of God, or your entire belief system, and the man of sin be revealed, which is supposed to be the Antichrist. So we're talking about drifting away and what can cause you to drift away. So we've talked about three things. Work, number one. Number two, relationships. Number three was money. Number four is the fear of discouragement.
Mm-hmm.
The fear of discouragement. If you are chronically fearful or discouraged, you start to choose your problems over God and second guess everything good as troubled or flawed. Been there. I've been there to the point where I have rehearsed my problems so many times, you know, and you magnify, you make it so big, like, here I am. This is going on with me. And everybody you talk to, you got to share with them. I've been there. You know, such and such. I remember when I moved back here from Georgia. And those people, the moving people, had came and picked up my boxes from Georgia. And supposedly had brought them here. I get here, they're not here. Okay? So, I'm calling these people every day about my furniture. So no, they kept giving me the runaround. I'm thinking, where are my things? You know, the one boxes I had shipped straight to the address I was going to, they were here and they were coming like they were supposed to. But the moving company, those boxes weren't here. And it got down to maybe 3 weeks, close to a month time. Everybody I saw, I talked about my stuff not coming here, my stuff not being here. I was so upset about that, right? So I don't know why I'm telling everybody else. Like, they can do something about it, right? But they can't. They couldn't do anything about it. And it was like this little voice said, well, what if you don't get it? What if it doesn't come? It's like it was just in the back of my mind. It was saying, well, what if you don't? It doesn't come. Then what? Then I had to come to the realization that I had magnified this thing above. Help me find the word.
Above God.
Above God. Have you ever been there?
Yep.
Sometimes, I don't know why we think we're so significant. And what goes on in our life is so big. When we have this great big God who's everlasting, who's always been, always will be, and knows everything about us. But we get to a point where we just think it's just about us. And what I have is about me and my things. Is where's my stuff? So I had to come to the realization I might not get it. So where do you think that led me to?
God.
In repentance, right? And apologizing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. I got my stuff eventually. And I got a hold of the people that called me back and all that, you know. Oh, we have to keep it 30 days first and then we send it. It was kind of like then, you know what? I don't even care if I get it or not because of the voice that came to me and said, what if you don't get it? Then what? You know, oh. Can any of you compare anything that you've been through with that? Putting your concerns and what you have above God and what he's able to do in your life. Yes. Now, discouragement. We still face trials and deal with problems that present discouraging situations. God is always right there guiding you with open arms, even when you think he's not. And that's what we think. We think we're all alone and we're suffering all by ourselves. Did you have anything you want to add with that? We do have three more, but...
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Number five. What do you think that is?
I don't know. I have no clue.
See, everything you've guessed, they haven't even brought that up,
no,
have they?
No. I don't know.
This is the I complex. Remember Satan said, I will exalt myself above heaven.
Oh, okay.
I will be like the Most High God. I will. The I complex. Whenever you become more focused on yourself than on God, you separate yourself from him and drift spiritually, letting the ego run the show, choosing your understanding over God and his love for you. If you have full faith and trust in God, is not all about you. And that's kind of like what I was just saying. Our problems become so big, it's all about us, right? And we just think, oh, it's just me and my little stuff I have going on over here.
That made me think of Moses when he hit the rock. The eye complex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it did. It made me think of Moses when he hit the rock.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was supposed to talk to the rock,
mm-hmm,
and show God's power.
There you go.
But no, he smote the rock and yelled.
What did he yell?
He said, shall I bring you water from this rock?
Right.
That's what it made me think of Moses. But Moses didn't make it. To the promised land.
Because of that.
Because of the eye complex.
Right. Right. And God wanted people to know, from now on, you can talk to me. You can ask me for what you want. But Moses didn't give that example. that was a heavy price to pay, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
After 40 years of wandering around in the wilderness, and the promised land was right down the street.
And he had too much. But see, now that right there, that goes back to the discouragement. Mm-hmm. People.
Right.
The people had discouraged him so much off and on. Because he was new to this too.
Right.
The Lord told him to go get his people. He's like, Lord, I ain't going to get them. But the Lord had him go get his people. And he was new to it too. But everything that the Lord had used him to do or show them or all the miracles, they still moaned and groaned and it never. And yes, that did weigh on him.
Yes, it did.
But it caused discouragement. And the discouragement caused the I complex. And the eye complex caused the falling away. Wow.
Well, that's the price we pay. May not be as terrible as Moses' punishment was. Why it was not? Like a punishment. Well, I guess it could be. I mean, same God, well, I mean, right?
The great falling away is before what happens?
Christ returns.
But what happens before Christ returns?
Antichrist.
Uh-huh. Why not? Why wouldn't it be just as bad as not making it? Because we're still all going, looking for what? A promised land, right?
Yes.
Is that what we're all looking for?
Yes. A lot of people want to go to heaven. They're waiting on that.
We're all looking for a promised land. Yes. Whether we're Christian or Muslim or whatever, they call it paradise, what you want to call it.
Right.
We're all looking for a promised land.
True.
And everything we do and don't do is weighed in the balance, whether we're going to go where?
Paradise or heaven.
To that promised land. So, yes, it is just that crucial.
So it's not about I. Can't be about I. We don't want to be like Moses and miss going to our promised land. You live all your life just like Moses lived all his life, waiting to go to that promised land. And
in
one
the
little
last
mistake.
Second,
yeah, the last second.
You just.
Wow.
But somebody else too. And it wasn't you. Like it wasn't. That burden from them people caused him to do that. You know, right. That was that heavy burden. He had millions of people to be over.
Right.
But that burden that he had on his shoulder caused him to do that.
Wow. And we can allow certain things to get in our way.
And cause us to do that.
And take all the credit ourselves.
Or try to.
Wow. So we have number 6. What do you think that is? Anyone else have a guess? 740-383-9944.
What was that one? That was the eye complex.
The eye complex. And there's two more.
Lack of love?
Addiction.
Oh, I should have said that. I should have knew that.
Addiction.
Of course.
Which is the top of our news almost every day.
I should have knew that.
We're living in it every day. Addiction.
I should have knew that. That should be number one.
I thought the same thing too. Addiction. We're dealing with it every day. Everybody is. Addicted to something.
Yep.
Something. I mean, it is not about heroin. It's just about addiction.
You can be addicted to anything.
Anything. TV.
Sweets.
People.
Talking
food.
On the phone.
Yeah. I remember the soaps. Boy, I couldn't even go. I had to be front and center watching them soap operas back in the day. And if you couldn't, you was asking everybody, girl, what happened to the soaps or whatever? And then you find a guy, he watches soaps. What? You watch the soaps? And then you go down another line, you know. So it's addiction. It doesn't have to be medications. It's just that We find a way.
I think I'm addicted to chicken wings.
Do you? You eat them all the time?
I want them all the time.
Wow.
I always want a chicken wing.
Wow.
I want one now.
I thought about them, but I haven't had any in a while. I thought about buying some. And they're so expensive, so a lot of people like chicken wings because they're high. That's the highest part of chicken. Now, you know, it used to be chicken breast. Yeah, it used to be the breast, but now it's the wings. They're very expensive.
Yes.
So, when you are disconnected from God, it's easy to become enslaved to addictions, choosing to satisfy inner voids and conflicts with the addiction rather than relying on God and trusting that all things are possible with Him. Addiction is a product of the enemy. Rather than trusting that whatever you're going through is under God's control, you give in to the lies of addiction. Lies of the enemy. You need it. You need them chicken wings.
I'll be spending my money on them too.
You need them.
383-3030. I'll be spending my money on them.
Well,
boy.
You need them. You know, you need them chicken wings. You know you do. You be trying to, how am I going to get to the store? Where am I going? How many am I buying? Buy big bag, little bag.
That's about 3 bags, right?
Big bags, the wings?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you got it bad. You got it bad. I'm trying to think. Food. Addiction. Oh, Lay's.
Mm-hmm.
I used to eat a bag of Lay's every day or every 2 days. The big, big bag, right? Boy, I ate so many potato chips. I love those Lay's potato chips. And Carice said, Ma, can't you buy something else besides Lay's potato chips? Then I start buying you all Doritos.
And I didn't like them.
You didn't say anything. I didn't know exactly what to get, but every now and then I would buy something a little different, you know. Mm-hmm. But I still had my Lay's. And I don't want nobody touching. Please do not touch my Lay's potato chips. So it can be anything. You can become addicted to it because you're so used to having it. But the last one is, guess, what can cause a great falling away spiritually from the church and from the things of God? I can't believe we only got a few minutes.
Misinformation.
The enemy.
I was close.
The enemy.
False information. Yep, false information.
Lies. The lies of the devil. Lies of the enemy. Yep. The lies of Satan. He is the father of lies. Why? Why is he the father of lies?
Because he told the first lie.
He told the first lie. So he created lies, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a creation of lies. With Adam and Eve, he told the first lie. The enemy is the main force working to destroy our relationship with God, feeding you lies in hopes that you will fall victim to sin and completely alienate yourself from Him, from God. The enemy will distort your everyday situations, shifting your focus from God to the self, with hopes that you will choose the self over God.
Misinformation.
And that's what we were saying. You know, we become our own gods. Most of us have already made that transition or have chosen to ourselves what we can do.
Well, we're relying on ourselves, right, or whatever. But that's just like what I was saying about getting my hair done. I said, well, you know, I might end up having to get a weave. I said, but I can't get no sewing if we're relying on my hair to hold it up. Because it's not going to hold it up.
Okay, you want
to
go there.
We got to rely on but that's the thing. We can't rely on ourselves.
True.
I would have to add some hair to my hair and braid that in order for my hair to hold up a sewing. You know, no matter how long it is, it's going to unravel in them braids. But that's us. We let go. Mm-hmm. We need something sturdy to hold on to.
True.
To stay in that line.
And that's God.
To be able to hold up.
He's our rock.
Yep.
He's our the Rock of Gibraltar. He He is that and all that for us. And well, I thought this was a very prevalent list. I did have a little fun with it, and hopefully we have said something to some of you who may be dealing with some of these issues. I'm sure one, if not all, because I think it relates to all human beings that are alive today on this earth, that we do not want to continuously depend on ourselves for what we're supposed to depend on God for. And that's everything. That is entirely everything. And that great falling away is going on right now, and it will continue until the Antichrist appears. And God says, you may not want to follow me, but the man who comes in his own, is that how it said? Him you will follow, right?
He said, you won't follow me, and I come in my Father's name.
Right.
But he that comes in his own name, him you will follow.
Him you will follow. And that's not such good news for Christians, because that is the wrong one to follow.
Nope.
So if you would like to look up these scriptures in your Bible, I suggest that you do that and get more familiar with the things of God and the great falling away and how not to, and how we should start depending on God for what we need, everything that we need. He is the source of our supply, and we praise him and we lift him high today. Jehovah Jireh. We thank you for listening to us today, and I did want to say that, you know, Daisy has some puppies. And what are they called, Daisy?
Oh, I have Chiweenies.
Chiweenies. I never heard of them before, but they're little puppies, and I think they're, what, 6 weeks old?
Seven.
7 weeks old, and they are so, so cute. And that's a new birth for 2020. But they were born in December, right?
No, they were born November the 19th.
Oh, November. Okay, November the 19th. Okay, Chiweenies, right? Chiweenies?
Yes, that's a Chihuahua and Dash Hound mix.
Oh, okay. That's a rare
yes.
dog. Rare dog. Because I had never heard of it. Maybe some of you have. So good luck with you and your puppies.
Thank you.
Again, you have been listening to Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Telephone number here if you would like to ask any questions or make any comments is 740-383-9944. We will soon be off the air at the top of the hour, 5 o'clock, but listen, tune in again tomorrow from 4:15 until 5 to another segment of Voice of the People. H. Good will be here tomorrow. Thank you once again, Daisy, for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. Until next time, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place for legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
And I'm just impressed with your professional enthusiasm, and you're doing what I used to do, just, you know, drive people crazy until they finally say yes. And do the show. That's I mean, really, that shows me a lot.
Well,
more your kind in our game.
Well, I have to say, and there are a few more things we're going to get on into here in the next 28 minutes, but, you know, I think this is important live radio stuff to talk about. I barrage Mr. Donahue with requests to come on this show constantly. He's probably about ready to change his phone number.
No, I'm telling you the truth.
Before I let you go, I have to say that you have made my day. Without question, I really do know you don't do these things often, and to give us this time and to come on with us means the world to me, and I hope you are still able to do it periodically, because when you come on, the morning is more exciting, a little more energy around, and we really do want to hear what you have to say. We really, really do. You are the best.
Okay. Well, you're a pal. Thank you so much, Scott. And it's been my pleasure, and thank you for getting the old talk show guy out of bed and trying to do his best for you, because I respect you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Donahue.
Okay, kid. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Phil Donahue, how about that?
Remember, you can listen to WWGH Radio anywhere in the world by downloading the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and searching WWGH.